Most people get a little anxious before they have surgery, especially kids. Anti-anxiety medicines can help, but anesthesiologists in the Bay Area have come up with an alternative that's safer and cheaper, and as reporter Jenny Gold reports, is more fun, too.
Matthew Huseby has been sick since he was born.
My colon doesn't work, and it has a lot of gas in there that it can't get out, so then it starts floating.
He has a rare genetic illness, and at the age of 10, he's already had anesthesia dozens of times. He's used to it now, but even this surgical pro still gets some butterflies. His mom, Cullen Huseby, says when he was younger, the experience was terrifying.
I think it feels really closed in, and when you're getting a mask put on you and then people standing all around, and he would shake and cry and scream.
That's pretty common, and it can be dangerous. Crying increases the risk kids will inhale something into their lungs during anesthesia. Anxiety can also cause long-term psychological wounds and a more painful recovery from surgery. Dr. Sam Rodriguez is an anesthesiologist at the Lucile Packard Children's Hospital at Stanford.
For many families and kids, this is one of the most stressful events in their entire lives.
Increasingly, hospitals are turning to solutions other than anti-anxiety meds to help kids relax. Things like letting kids decorate their anesthesia masks with stickers, playing doctor with their stuffed animals, and telling jokes.
What's the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman?
Snowballs.
Snowballs, correct. That's for our older patients.
Rodriguez had another idea. Distract these tech-savvy young kids with a movie right in front of their eyes.
We have a projection unit that is mounted on the bed, along with a projection screen that is infection control compliant, which took us a very long time to design.
Rodriguez calls it BERT, short for Bedside Entertainment Theater. It looks high tech, but he and a coworker actually made it in his basement for about $900. Today, Matthew Huseby gets to try one out. Rodriguez visits Matthew in his pre-op room, wearing a Spider-Man surgical cap.
Matthew, we meet again. Are you going by Matthew or Matt?
Matthew.
Keep it formal. I like it.
Matthew is excited to pick his own video. He's got lots to choose from. Action, sports, cartoons, music videos.
So which category?
The cartoon Disney.
Cartoon Disney category, perfect. So right now we have Dragon, we have Frozen Mix.
At first, they were letting kids pick anything they wanted off YouTube, but they had to stop.
Believe it or not, pretty much all of the most recent Justin Bieber videos are inappropriate.
After a few questions for his parents, Matthew is ready to go to surgery.
So we're going to unlock the bed. We're going to start rolling back. Dad, want to give some kisses? Mom, you're coming with us, right?
He doesn't have time to worry as he's rolled through the hospital corridor. He's immersed in an episode of the cartoon Ninjago, and Dr. Rodriguez, also a Ninjago fan, is peppering him with questions.
Matthew, do you have any of the Ninjago characters, toys, anything like that?
In the operating room, Rodriguez switches the movie to one he's designed and edited himself.
Now time to hook up our space monitors.
Space monitors, let's get our space monitor.
You will need your special space mask from all of our intergalactic.
All right, space mask. We got our space mask right here, right?
It's a full blast-off experience, where the kid feels like they're taking a trip to the moon instead of going under for surgery.
All right, let's get ready for our countdown. 3, 2, 1. All right, let's get ready for our blast-off. You're going to feel the rocket ship start to move.
The nurses gather around the bed, shaking it.
You feel it? Can you smell the rocket fuel? Take a deep breath, man. Good job, buddy. Matthew, you're still with us?
And Matthew is asleep and ready for surgery. Afterwards, his mom looks relieved.
I don't think he even saw all the machines and everything around him, because that can be really intimidating.
A few hours later, Matthew woke up. He didn't feel great, but he was still in good spirits. He wanted to make clear that he did not actually believe he was going to the moon.
It just felt like I was going to sleep.
Was it a cooler going to sleep process than the ones you've had in the past?
Yeah, it looked way cooler, and it didn't feel like I was taking off, but it was really fun anyways.
And fun doesn't sound like a bad way to go into surgery. I'm Jenny Gold in Palo Alto, California.